Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Bergen, let me tell you a little bit about him. He's the Deputy Administrator of the United States Small Business Administration, and he is second in command to SBA Administrator Aida Alvarez, who's been on the show before, and he helps her manage the agency, and he helps in policy development and program supervision. He is an experienced business executive and civic leader. He served as president and chief operating officer of the Lillian Vernon Corporation from 1989 to 1993, where he was responsible for the overall operation of a $170 million direct marketing company. During his 18-year tenure at Lillian Vernon, he directed sales growth from $6 million annually to $170 million. He earned his BA degree from the from New York University, and his MBA from Columbia. Deputy Administrator Fred Hochberg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you with us, and I'm excited about what you guys have got going on up there this week. And folks, as I mentioned earlier later in the hour, coming up after the next break, we're going to meet the top three small business people in the country, the winner, the runner-up, and the second runner-up, and they're going to be with us right here. And it looks like we may have a surprise special visitor later in the hour, and we'll tell you about that when they show up. Deputy Administrator, you guys have got a lot going on up there this week, and I'd like for you to tell our audience a little bit about what's happening in Washington this week.
Well, this is Small Business Week in Washington, actually the 36th annual celebration of it. It was actually begun by President Kennedy in 1963. Mm-hmm. He and the administrator at that time felt there was a need to really recognize and acknowledge the achievements of America's small business owners. And he signed a proclamation in 63 making this week Small Business Week, and we have celebrated every single year since.
One of the very smart things that President Kennedy did, no question about it, of course, you and I know that he was right on, because small business is obviously the backbone of the American economy.
Right.
And I know you know that because you used to work for what was at one time a small business, at least, wasn't it?
Yeah, I used to work and run Lillian Vernon, that had been a family business and then is now a public company.
Right.
And just picking up what you said, Jim, I mean, if we look at this economy, we've added, since President Clinton was elected, over 18 million new jobs, and that takes care of all the layoffs and cutbacks from large companies.
That's the net jobs. Those are
net jobs, exactly.
Right.
And 80% of them are in small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things that I like, you have a theme for this year's Small Business Week, and you call it the A History of Success, A Millennium of Opportunity.
Exactly.
And I think that's a great title to take us into the next millennium. Now, we've got some winners. Tell us about some of the people that are going to be coming up on the show today. Tell us about some of the people you've met in the last couple of days.
Well, what I've had a chance to do is we've got winners from every state in the country, including Guam, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and they really reflect the full range and diversity of America's small business owners. And in fact, the three people who are going to be on the show today all come from sort of cutting-edge technological companies, which I think reflects the change in this economy and the opportunities that this rapidly changing technology of e-commerce, fiber optics, and so forth offer America's small entrepreneurs. There's another common theme that was picked up in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, which has a special section on small business to commemorate this week.
I saw that.
And in fact, two out of the three people we're going to be talking to, in part, started a business due to corporate downsizings and layoffs. And so this has been a silver lining from some of that tumultuous change we've experienced in the last 10 years. It has made for a very vibrant entrepreneurial class in this country.
Well, I'll tell you what, Fred, that's the reason I'm here right now. I was downsized twice in 18 months, between 10 and 12 years ago. And this month marks the 10th anniversary of my small business.
Sounds like it was a good deal.
Well, I think so. A couple of other things that I thought was interesting, that some information that I got from some of your folks, and from J.D. Caulfield, and D.J. Caulfield, I should say, and some other folks up there, is that 44% of your winners are women-owned business. The businesses are either owned by women or co-owned by women. And that's actually a little bit above the national average, I think. I think that's about 4% above the national average.
That's right. That is above the national average, and about 23% of minority-owned. And our research shows, looking at census research, that women-owned and minority-owned businesses are actually growing at something like twice the rate of business startups in this country right now. So we're seeing a really burgeoning growth in this area.
Well, one of the things that's happening there is more and more people are finding out that they can start small businesses and be successful from home, and I think that's what's helping a lot of women-owned businesses get started. Is they're starting out, and I've interviewed a number of them on the show here, Fred, over the last year, and I'll continue to do that this year. I interviewed many of your winners, probably 25 or so of the winners, as we continued into the year. We interviewed many of them, and a lot of the women. Small business winners that we interviewed actually started in their homes. And that's something that's really growing these days. More and more people are running their businesses out of their homes, or at least they're starting their businesses out of their homes. And that's exactly what I did.
All right. Well, in fact, one of our winners here today, Joanne, started her business at home. And my mom certainly started Lillian Vernon right on our kitchen table.
Yeah, I've read that story, and that is an interesting story. I don't know if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll be brief because we're really here to celebrate this year's winners. But the company that my family started on a yellow Formica kitchen table right in our home. And
Do you remember that? Were you there at the time?
Well, it wasn't at the start. It started a year before I was born, but shortly thereafter. But I had a job of opening the mail and helping make the deposits and rolling the quarters, dimes, and nickels and getting them ready for the bank. In those days, people sent cash.
So you were imprinted early on, weren't you?
Very early.
Yeah. Well, and that makes you qualified to do what you're doing. And I want to thank you for all the things that you're doing, you and the administrator on behalf of small business, deputy administrator. And we've got to take a quick break here, Fred. It's 20 after. Stand by. Folks, when we come back, we're going to be joined by the first and second runner-up small business person of the year. And I believe the first person is going to be Rolf Mueller. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, Rolf Mueller is going to be back with us in a second. He's the president of Fostech Incorporated out of Auburn, New York. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. We're having a lot of fun and a great time with Deputy Administrator Fred Hochberg, and he is with the United States Small Business Administration. And Fred, thank you for staying with us, and I'm going to let you be my co-host for the rest of the hour. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right, and the pay's really good, so be sure we get your address so we know where to send the check.
Exactly.
All right. Folks, we got another guest with us here, and his name is Rolf Mueller, and he's the president of Fostech Incorporated out of Auburn, New York. And Rolf moved from the United States from Switzerland in 1979 to establish a manufacturing facility for his company that he was working for. 8 years later, he launched his own company, which is called Fostech, which makes fiber optic lighting products. And he started his company in 1987 with 6 employees, and he is the first runner-up Small Business Person of the Year for the United States. Rolf Mueller, welcome to the show, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Yeah. See, we're giving you a standing ovation there, Rolf.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Rolf. And I really do want to thank you for being here and for just congratulate you. I know you're excited about what's happening up there. You guys have got a lot going on this week, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're all excited. And, of course, especially yesterday when we called the employees, they were just ecstatic about this. And since they're really, you know, the real heroes here, we're just maybe the main characters, but the employees are really the ones who brought all this to light, and they're all very excited about this.
Well, they should be, and I appreciate the fact that you're recognizing the folks who, as you say, who are the real heroes. And Fred, have you got any questions for Rolf?
Well, you know, I know that Rolf, as you mentioned, came to this country 20 years ago from Switzerland. And that's true about so many people in America, obviously came from other countries and have had an opportunity in this country that perhaps wasn't available elsewhere. So I thought perhaps Rolf could talk a little bit about how he thinks this his success might have been in his home country, Switzerland, how he thinks the environment here might be any different than it was in the country he left in Europe.
This is an excellent question, because we just talked about yesterday. It is much more difficult I can tell, at least in Switzerland, but I think I can only speak for other countries, to actually get started. The environment here in the United States is so much different. And I think we're catering really towards the small business, and we're supporting small business in a way that I don't believe anybody in the world is doing it. And that kind of opportunity is just absolutely tremendous, and I believe it has helped a great deal. And honestly, I can still say what people believe in Europe, that the United States, or as a matter of fact, how they're calling it, America still, is without a question the land of the opportunity, and I think people are proving it every day.
Well said, Rolf. And what I'd like for you to do, take about a half a minute and tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, we are a true manufacturer. We are producing fiber optic components and products mainly used in microscopy, automation, machine vision application. We're bringing things to light so that cameras can see it in process control and other applications. That's the core of our business. We also are a manufacturer of custom, specifically made product, where the customers are coming to us and want us to design products that are being used in their equipment, such as analytical equipment, blood analyzers, color measurement devices, or medical applications.
Right. Rolf, thank you for that. And do you have a website?
Yeah, and there is actually a joke there. One of my relatives wrote me an email and said, geez, you know, you have a great website, but it takes a long time to construct this thing. When are you going to get finished? Well, we have some priorities here, and we'll get there. So we're just saying we have one, and it has a phone number, but we haven't really finished it yet.
Well, I can imagine with that kind of mystique, Fred, around his website, there's no telling what it's going to be when it actually gets online.
Exactly. He's just heightening the suspense.
That's right. Rolf, we just got a few seconds before you have to go, and again, I want to thank you and congratulate you for that. Would you like to make any closing comments to my audience to tell them what those other small business owners who are listening?
Well, yes. I believe what got me through all those years was really concentrating on, and I mentioned that also in the remarks, you know, you got to learn to work with what you've got. We wish we would have more, and we wish we would have more available in terms of equipment maybe, or even our own education.
Rolf, I'm sorry, I got to cut you off because we're coming up on a hard break. Good luck, Rolf. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll be right back, folks. It's 29 after. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. We're having a lot of fun and a great day with our new friend and our co-host for this hour, Fred Hochberg, who is the Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration. And, Fred, we have another new guest with us, don't we?
We do. We have Joanne Carthy from Arizona, who's also one of the runner-ups for today's Small Business Person of the Year.
All right. Joanne Carthy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have
Thank
you with
you
us. And on behalf of all small business owners in America and really around the world, I want to congratulate you on being one of the top small business people in the country.
Thank you.
See there?
I like the applause. I've never had applause on the radio.
There were millions of people there. We just concentrated into a few there. All right.
Miracle of technology, right?
That's exactly right. Joanne, I'm so proud of you because I know a little bit about how you got started, and I'd like for you to tell our audience a little bit about that.
Well, we started in our living room, and as we were unpacking our computers, we got our first customer call. Rumor had gone out that we were going to start a business, and my husband was so flabbergasted he didn't know what to say. He took their telephone number and told him he'd call him back.
It's a good thing they let him call him back. Sometimes they'll say, look, if you can't deal with me now, I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, we were lucky.
Yeah, well, good. Congratulations.
We had a high demand for what we were doing.
Yeah. Well, now tell us what that is.
Well, we do network management products. In the beginning, we did utilities for Banyan Networks. Now we work with NetWare and Microsoft. We will have the first product for Microsoft Windows 2000 before they ship.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. That's great. Fred, have you got any questions for Joanne?
My only question for Joanne was, I mentioned earlier, and it was mentioned in the Wall Street Journal, so many people have started their businesses when they were either laid off or downsized, and that's certainly the case of Joanne. So I wanted to sort of just go back to that, how that felt, and did she ever think you'd have a business that did $10 million a year?
Well, it felt awful to be downsized. I actually thought I wanted it, but you still go through a disconnect period. Then I put all my money into a small business which failed. But that didn't stop me. The first opportunity I had to do another business, we started this software business. And no, it wasn't until we were about $2.5 million that I began to think in terms of growing it as that we would hit $10 million and then $20-25 million. We'll probably hit, in the year 2000, we'll hit between $20 and $25 million.
Wow.
That's terrific.
Congratulations, Joanne.
Thank you.
I want you to know, I know that it's not easy to talk about failure. But I appreciate you sharing with my audience the fact that you know, you're very successful now. You've got a lot of recognition, but it wasn't always so, was it?
No, and you know, I had a previous business success. I was married before, and we started a tool and equipment rental business. That's where we got our first SBA loan, and that was very successful, and I chose to leave that. And so I knew that success was out there. I just didn't do things right the first time.
You knew what it looked like, but some, for whatever reason, didn't happen. What did you learn from your failure?
Oh, let me tell you. What I learned was to do everything the right way. If you don't have money to pay a lawyer, then you shouldn't be going into business because you don't have enough money to survive for the first 2 years.
Right.
If you don't have a good accountant, then you shouldn't be starting business. You must take all the proper steps, or otherwise you're going to get caught in a failure.
One of the things that I read the other day was that Henry Ford went broke 5 times before he was successful with Ford Motor Company.
Actually, you know, I heard that millionaires, the famous millionaires that we know, have gone bankrupt at a minimum of 3 times.
Yeah, I believe that.
Well, I figured, you know, I had another chance.
Yeah. Fred, I'd like for Joanne to talk to us about being a woman in business these days. What kind of special challenges did you run into as a female?
Joanne, you can't do that. I have heard that constantly for the last 8.5 years.
And the implied tone, the tone implied...
is that I don't understand business.
Yeah, because you're a woman.
That's right.
Yeah.
How did you feel? You can't do that.
How far up did the hair on the back of your neck get when they said that?
I don't hide it very well, particularly on my face. So if we're face-to-face, you would know. It's actually proved to be a challenge for me to prove that I could do it.
Yeah.
Bought a company with no cash, bought another company with no cash, and integrated it into our company, and we did a buyout on their product,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out to be one of the best things we ever did.
Paid for it with future earnings.
That's right.
Probably, yeah.
Joanne,
yeah.
Do you think there was some of those issues about, Joanne, you can't do the work due to the fact that you were in a high-tech business or just being in business?
It was mostly being in business. No, the high-tech they gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that's because the co-founder, who is also now my husband, he wasn't when we started the business, and the marriage...
Sounds like nepotism.
And the marriage has survived.
Well, congratulations. Joanne, would you like to... We're going to wrap up this segment with you, and again, I want to congratulate you on your award. Thank you for being here. And before we do, I'm going to give you about 20 seconds to make any final comments to my audience.
Oh, boy. Go for it. That's what I would say, you know. Know that you're going to work 18-hour days, and it's going to work 7 days a week, and it's going to be the best thing you ever did.
Yeah.
You wake up wanting to do it, and you wake up early, and you think about it all the time, and it's the most fun I've ever had.
Congratulations.
I can't imagine doing anything else.
Well said, Joanne. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you later.
All right.
Don't forget, Joanne, one more thing. You're my hero.
Okay.
We're going to be right back, folks. It's 39 After. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the Small Business Person of the Year, as chosen by the SBA. Fred Hochberg is our co-host and the Deputy Administrator of the SBA, and he's going to be right back with us, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. It's 44 After. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your business. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. Fred Huckberg, Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration, is our special guest and my co-host this hour. Fred, thank you for hanging in there with us. You're doing
Thanks,
a great
Jim.
Job, by the way. Well, I think I'm going to put you in for a raise.
That sounds good.
Right now, though, Fred, I would like for you to introduce our next guest.
Our next guest is Greg Sullivan from St. Louis, Missouri, the Show Me State, and he has won this year the Small Business Person of the Year Award, which was announced yesterday at a luncheon where Secretary Rubin and Administrator Alvarez presided. And he has a software company, and he's got a great story to tell. And like many of our winners, also started his business after being laid off from a job that he really enjoyed and really loved.
That seems to be a common theme, doesn't it?
It is a very common theme. And one thing about, I think, the United States economy is that it gives people a chance and a second chance. And Greg is certainly an example of that.
Well, let's get him on here. Greg Sullivan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you with us. Congratulations on winning this being the number one small business person of the year.
I can't tell you how much of a thrill it is.
Well, congratulations on that. We're real proud of you and want you to know that that people all over the country, especially in your state, and I bet the folks in your company is very proud of you and very excited about this, aren't they?
Well, we believe in celebrating our successes along the way, and my concern in being in D.C. all week is that they're starting the celebration without me.
I understand. You can already hear those champagne corks popping, can't you?
Yes, I can. Many tears shed yesterday.
I bet. I can imagine. And, Greg, I'll tell you what, and Fred, we've got a little bit of a surprise for you. I've got a surprise guest, someone that I'd like you to say hello to, and he's the senior senator from Missouri, Senator Kit Bond, chairman of the Senate Committee on Small Business. Senator, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Good to be with you, and congratulations, Greg. That's... We kind of think that we do pretty well by small business in Missouri with Jim Talent, the chairman on the House side of the Small Business Committee, and of course I do the Senate side. Now you as the Entrepreneur National Small Business Person of the Year, that's three in the box for us, and we're delighted for you and congratulate you and all your associates.
Well, thank you, Senator Bond. It's a thrill to hear your voice, and I can personally attest to the great work that you do and the environment you create in Missouri for us, along with Representative Talent. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to have and grow a business. I grew up in Kansas City and moved to St. Louis to go to school, and I started my business there, and I can't say enough about all you've done for the state.
Well, we very much appreciate what you're doing. Are you going to be at a luncheon today up on the Hill?
Yes, I am. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you there and congratulating you in person. But just wanted to know that we are very, very proud of you, and I'd like to learn more about your work. I'm a little bit green in the software development and information technology age, but I'm learning, and I'd be most anxious to learn all about your successes.
Senator, say hello to Deputy Administrator.
Hi, Fred. How are you, Senator?
Oh, pretty good. How are you
doing?
Great
to have you on the show. And you stole my line. Whenever I'm in Missouri, I mention that we're very fortunate that the only state where both the chair of both the House and the Senate run the Small Business Committee, and it creates a great environment in Missouri and around the country. With both of you chairing these two committees in the Congress.
Well, we appreciate your being out there, Fred. I know I've seen you out there several times, and we look forward to seeing you back in Washington as well. And again, my thanks to the SBA for the outstanding awards program. This is, of course, Small Business Week. We're doing a lot on small businesses today. We'll be holding a hearing on the importance of education in small business. And tomorrow, I might tell you, Jim, we're going to be announcing an unpopularity poll.
Unpopularity poll?
Yeah. The Small Business Committee has been invited by IRS Commissioner Charles Rosati to help identify the most burdensome, confusing IRS regulations and forms, and as they worked to improve and to simplify it, They invited us to help them identify them, so we're inviting entrepreneurs to log on, and we'll be getting information on that out tomorrow.
Well, I need to get you back on the show sometime to do that, to talk to us about that again. And by the way, folks, I want you to know that I called Senator Kit Bond's office late yesterday evening, and he responded, yes, absolutely. Even though it was late in the day and the quick notice, he responded, absolutely, Greg. He said, I want to talk to Greg and congratulate him on the air, and I appreciate him for that. Senator, I know you got to go, but before you do, I want to thank you for the work that you did on the Red Tape Reduction Act and the Taxpayer Relief Act.
Well, we've got a lot of things that we're working on. Be happy to talk with you about them. Again, thanks for your good coverage of small business, and thanks to Fred for being with you, and a very special congratulations to Greg on an outstanding award. We're really proud of you.
Jim, I should add one thing before the senator goes. The senator was very helpful, and President Clinton signed into law a bill to help small companies address the Y2K issue.
Yeah, we got the Y2K loan problem, and Fred, that's very important. That's timely. If we don't, anybody who needs assistance, we need to get it to them quickly.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
We'll have you back again real soon. See you later.
Look forward to it. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Greg and Fred, stand by. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back, folks. It's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Fred Hochberg of the SBA and Greg Sullivan, the number one Small Business Person of the Year in America. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we have had a great hour this hour. Of course, we still got a little bit left to go, but Fred Hochberg is the Deputy Administrator of the United States Small Business Administration, and he's joining us with the Small Business Person of the Year, as chosen by the SBA, Greg Sullivan. There's your standing ovation, Greg. All three of us. And Greg Sullivan, folks, is the Small Business Person of the Year out of St. Louis, Missouri. And Greg, Senator Kit Bond being on the show, that kind of took up a little bit of your time, but I want my audience to know that I'm going to have you back in a week or two, and we're going to spend more time with you and find out the secret to your success and get you to share some important things with my audience. Will you do that?
I'm anxious to learn that secret myself.
Well, you know some of them. We're just going to have to pry them out of you.
Okay.
Fred, have you got anything you'd like to talk to Greg about before he has to go?
Well, I think, Greg, again, represents so much of what is great about this country and the kind of opportunity we have. My question was, I know Greg started his business, and in the early 90s, from what I understand, Greg, you sort of made a decision to really grow it to a whole nother level. So maybe you could talk about that growth and then how it just rocketed up in the early 90s.
Yes, I spent the first 10 years of the business behind the computer screen. It was a safe place to be, a comfortable place, and no pain associated with being behind the computer, and I just programmed all day and all night. But it was pretty clear in the about 91, 92 that this industry was getting ready to take off, and I either had to decide to be serious about treating this as a business and making the transition to being a business person, or basically go do something else. And reflecting on a 10-year track record, loyal customers, loyal employees, strong balance sheet, a great banking relationship, I decided to try and make it as a business person. And that was in December of 93, we had 7 employees. Today we have about 210.
Congratulations.
Revenues have gone from 300 and something thousand to we should conclude this year at around 21 million.
When's the IPO going to happen?
Yeah, well, I don't know if being a public company is best thing in the world for us, but
it's a whole different arena, isn't it?
There are companies like mine that are beginning to go public, and so it's something that we're paying attention to.
I understand. Greg, we got to wrap up the hour, and I'm going to let you go so Fred and I can wrap up the hour. I want to get some of his thoughts, but I'm looking forward to having you back on the show, and let's stay in touch. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll get you back on.
Jim, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Thank you, and congratulations again.
Bye.
All right, folks, that's Greg Sullivan, the Small Business Person of the Year in the United States, as chosen by the U.S. SBA, and Deputy Administrator Fred Hochberg has been my special guest and our co-host this hour. Fred, we've got about 1 minute, actually about 30 seconds. I'd like for you to make your closing comments, please.
Jim, all I want to add is I think that two things. We have a great website at www.sba.gov that gives a wealth of information, all free of charge, to America's small entrepreneurs.
It's an atomic website, folks. It's incredible.
And lastly, I'd have to say that, you know, one of the things that helps all small businesses is this administration under President Clinton, Vice President Gore, we've had an unprecedented growth in all segments, and this has been an enormous help to small business because it created so many opportunities. Lastly, I would just add, when the president was elected, there were 60 commercial websites in the entire country,
mm-hmm.
and there are now millions. And
right.
this is a great opportunity for America's small entrepreneurs.
Well said, Fred, and thank you very much. You did such a good job, we're going to give you a raise and invite you back.
That sounds great.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, sir. Have a good week, okay?
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Fred Hochberg, folks, Deputy Administrator of the SBA. Right now, I got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.